My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And I got a par. I put a square around it. Now, I know that pars usually get nothing around it. Birdies get circles, and bogeys get squares.
Right. Yes.
But because
double
I was...
bogeys get double squares.
And I told you that like 15 years ago, but go ahead.
But because I was a 20, I didn't have a lot of pars.
And you looked at pars as birdies.
Or I just looked, okay, like a, the squares like are my pars. Okay, they're, the, I had three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I still do it to this day. And I'm down to 14.5. And I said, when I get down to 12, I'll stop. I'll stop putting squares around pars.
I don't think you should ever stop. I think you should keep being you.
I like Stiney. Willard.
That's your scorecard.
You don't like Willard.
That's your scorecard.
You do right now.
That's your scorecard, and you do what you want with your scorecard. It's your pencil. It's your scorecard. You make pictures on it if you want. You could draw a little bunny. Mm-hmm. You could draw a rainbow.
Can. Yeah.
You could do whatever you want on that scorecard. That's your scorecard.
The problem with his scorecard is he posted it to our group, and there was a big scribble, 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 and there was an indentation sensation.
Was there whiteout on it?
So, yeah, it was like...
But why do you care?
I care because we all share our scores on our thread.
Which is its own question, actually, by the way.
It's
a little bit of a narcissistic process, but anyway, go ahead.
No, it's not. It's a group, and we all, it's a scene report, and when you play a round, you share your score, and that's what we do. And so he shared a score, but his score was like, wait, who's who and what's what? It was a mess. Hello, friends.
On what hole did you draw the bunny? Where, what, was that like the 14th
Only
hole?
Only an asterisk.
Okay.
An asterisk is usually a hole. It's usually a hole where I got a terrible lie, and most players would say, you know what? You know what? That's a drop. But I don't give myself a drop. Then I flub it. Mm. Then I double bogey it.
Oh, boy.
So then I put an asterisk and say, you know what? You should have had a fun.
I wasn't nice to myself on that hole. Exactly. Do you guys do mulligans?
I haven't done a mulligan in a while.
Okay.
The rule we have among about 25 of us.
About 40.
Yeah. Is you're allowed one mulligan around off the tee. But I haven't. Okay. I don't like to use
them. So your scorecards are all inaccurate anyway.
Dibs?
Well, I mean, his judgment means nothing to what we do. So.
The guy who walks in here on the daily basis talking about the rule book, he will use it in every other sport. Rule 4.365X-.
Exactly.
But we get a mulligan? What are we doing?
It's the...
What are we doing, Dibs?
You can ask Dave Lawrence.
I don't need to ask
John
Dave
Fisher.
Lawrence. Dan Dibley's in front of me. So is Matt Steinmetz.
Right.
I'm asking you, how do you look in the mirror?
I look in the mirror and I go, God, gosh,
I've lost 25 pounds.
Yeah. Careful. I almost did it.
Captain Robo,
I'm not
going to
do it.
Okay. Hey, it's your scorecard. Draw
and you know
bunny.
What? Let's talk about the Major League Baseball rule book. If you want to talk about rule book.
Yeah, sorry, Spadone.
Oh, you can't throw to first more than twice. That's in the rule.
It's my bad.
That's stupid. Yeah. I'm out. You know.
But how but a mulligan's not? Like, how do you get to decide which rule's stupid and which one's not?
It's the rule book that I play under because I'm a part of this group. I see. And the group that I love and the people who I adore. This is the rule. So, and so then just, that's what we do.
Good. Then keep sending inaccurate scorecards to one another and don't get mad at him when he sends one with pictures
on it. I'm not sending him hate for his accuracy or inaccuracy.
It sounded
I'm
like
saying,
it.
No.
It sounded like it.
And this is typical of you not listening.
I heard all of it.
The issue is with the scribble and the lack of cohesion.
So it didn't fit your rules.
No,
your rules.
It's not about rules. It's about like aesthetics. And I had a hard time finding out like what he shot. He shot 82.
Yes, I did.
But I looked at his front and I thought, good front.
Wait.
And then his back was a thick black line of pencil.
Great.
And then his back was like lower.
Aesthetics?
And I didn't get
it. You're body shaming his scorecard.
His neck
That's
and
so
his back.
I'm really
like
not. Thank you.
The real story was I finished one and I realized, oh God, I forgot to get a scorecard.
Man.
I had an old scorecard
with
my score. So there were four spaces below it. I erased it on the front. Put the it's still
that all sounds very understandable to me, Simon.
It's
Congrats on your 82.
But
I think
it's confusing.
You
get it.
And no mulligan, right?
Don't you get
no
it?
No mulligan.
That's a real 82. That's impressive.
I think what Dibs was trying to say, the original scorecard
was only
a scorecard.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, here's I'll just explain more to people that don't care.
Doesn't get it. Don't you get it?
So there these guys that we play with have had a golf tournament for 35 plus years.
36.
They've started it right after college, and it's been going ever since, and now we got 40, 45 guys who play it. Their first tournament ever, they established some rules, and one is you do get one mulligan around. You can only take it off the tee, and then all these rules. So now all 40 of us will use that scoring system when we post throughout the year.
With each other.
Yes, with each other. So that means built into everybody's handicap is a mulligan.
There's like
now,
40 people on this group chat?
40.
What?
There's
more
a lot. Like 60. Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
like
a lot.
Like a group text?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a WhatsApp.
It's a WhatsApp,
it's a WhatsApp thread.
You're the green text in that, I'm sure.
And I get that.
I'd buy a new phone
It's
so
a
fast.
WhatsApp thread, so if you have WhatsApp, that's where it lives, because I'm not the only Android.
Okay. That's better.
That is, that is good.
That's better.
And all of you on the iPhone cult, you're on your own, and my phone broke again. Yeah, of course it did, because you're on an iPhone.
We're not on
I've never broken an iPhone in my life.
Anyway.
We can use the 650 and finish it up this way, and I like it. Steiny gets the little T. Nobody doesn't like the little T.
I mean, they're very versatile.
Shout out Nugenics. Go get the high T.
Yeah.
And you lost me.
High T, testosterone, eugenics. Come on.
Thank you.
I'll be here all week.
That's a board off right there.
It hit too close to home, possibly.
That's a guy who hears every commercial on every show all day, every day.
Good to see you, Spadone.
You too. I used the high T joke when I'm golfing with my dad, who is 75. I was like, Dad, you should look into the high T because he's like, tees his ball pretty low. Like, you should do the high T more.
Yeah, I met Mr. Spadone.
It's a five.
I've met Mr. Spadone. Yep, absolutely.
Great Bob Spadone.
I can't believe what I said to him when I met him, but I said it because I'm a team player. I said, Bob.
Wait, is this before or after Benny threw up all over me?
Yeah, before. Okay, it was before. Because I saw Benny.
God.
He was a little despondent. Yep. There was something going on.
I think he had food poisoning. We were just talking about it. Yeah. The goo flu. Yeah. Must have had it.
Anyway, I told Bob.
I said,
you know what? You raised a hell of a son in Joe.
True story.
And he said, which one?
Because
I got like six of them.
I have six brothers, so
totally.
There you go. Hell of a son. Which one? Oh, the six?
Matt said no. You raised a good son.
There you go.
You're one for six like a giant.
Does Bob put you on Mount Sunmore? Are you on the Mount Rushmore of his kids?
Well, there's two veterans in there. One a Marine, one currently still in the Army for like 20 years.
Okay.
So they've done a lot more for the country. Maybe that... I talk about sports for a living. He does go to me only, though, for all his sports takes. Not a Farhan guy.
I don't know if there are any left. If I'm gone, I think that was it. I think I was the last man standing.
Although he's 75 and said, he's like, you know, I'm good if the Giants never win again. So he's chilling. So he's seen Willie Mays.
He's got three.
He's chilling.
You know what the 650 says I should have said was, I don't see it, Bob.
Yeah. We've actually had multiple text guys of people saying that we sound like father and son on the show today, Stein and I.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was
Jay,
kind of a,
the lovely Jay Spinelli texted that in. That I don't know how Steiny feels about that.
I was going to say, that was a little bit of a low-key dig. Yeah. I probably didn't feel good.
No, but he's got a kid who's almost your age because you're 30?
31.
31, and his oldest daughter, I think, is 27.
See?
I mean, it's close enough to where it could work.
Look, I know the month of her birthday. That's all I know.
What is it?
It's March.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. It's in November.
No, I got one October, one March, a one May.
And a one May. That's like a George Thorogood song right there. One March, one November, and one May.
I had an assistant program director once.
Right on.
JC. Mm-hmm. You know, I really liked him, and he would always say,
RIV, rest in Vegas.
What are you hot on? What are you guys hot on today? Because there's a little potpourri of action.
I'm hot on a lot of stuff today.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you want to go first?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
No, sure. Give me a team and I'll give you where I'm hot.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm hot on. It's camp. And camp was awesome. I just came from camp.
That's right.
Camp is awesome. And
what'd you see?
Remember the name Malik Mustafa.
Mm-hmm.
He is a player.
He can play.
He can play. He's going to play a lot. He's going to start. He looks good.
You should make a video.
Fourth rounder?
You should make a video.
Fourth rounder?
Something. You
know, the draft is in the rear view mirror.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
He's great. He looks great. And he is around the ball all the time. Brock Purdy is amazing. But the backup quarterback, I mean, it's a little shaky. And, you know, when Dobbs comes in and Allen comes in, it's a pick fest for the defense. And, you know, that's what you expect. But fantastic out there watching those guys get through it.
Were there fans out there today?
Tons.
Or was it closed?
Nice. No, full house.
Okay, so they're
today
in front
was
of
the first. Today was first fan day.
Okay.
This was fan opener.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, and fan full. And fans are like, I got texts from people saying, oh, I can't get tickets. Can you help me? And so more fans wanted to get there than could actually get there. It was an absolute full house. It was a Niner-palooza. It was awesome.
You know what it is, really? It's football's king. It is.
Right.
You can tell.
Well, I mean, I said this a week ago, and I know that people will go, oh, gosh, this is your echo chamber or a Homer thing or whatever. I think it's the best show in sports right now. And I don't think that
the NFL.
Is, no, the 49ers.
The Niners, yeah.
Oh.
I really do. And that doesn't mean they're the best team in sports. It means they're the best show in sports.
Did you see Patrick Mahomes throw to Xavier Worthy the other day?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Body.
It looks solid.
70 yards.
Yep. But, like, I don't think it's an accident that when, just as an example, when Netflix is putting together a doc called Receivers, they're like, we need five. Let's have 40% of the entire doc from the 49ers, and in fact, let's grab someone who's not even a receiver and put him on the receiver doc. They know what they're doing. Those are content creators, and it's one of the best content creations of the year in sports, in my opinion. You factor that in. That's example A. I could give many, many others. The best traveling fan base, that's a metric. That's not an opinion over the last few years. Yeah, that's a metric. That's been measured. Like, right now, because it's the NFL, because of the name value they have at so many positions, because of the Ross Rachel nature of their finishes, like the Niners and the ring just can't get together, and so we're going to come back and watch the show again to see if they can get together. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the best show in sports right now.
I'm still fixated on it's a metric. So you're basing that on
ticket companies.
Vivid Seats.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah.
But you're assuming, I think you're just doing it by look at all the crimson in the crowd.
No. It's based on, ticket sales.
The ticketing companies have reported that the 49er fan base has 2 years running now the most action on road games.
How do they know they're 49er fans?
Based on their zip code of the purchasing.
Yeah, there's the breakdown.
Based on zip code and based on the ticket movement of that team for that game on that road.
Yeah, I think really the 49ers
fastest selling tickets are Niners on the road in that building, and the ticket sales are coming from the Bay Area.
I would think
Draw another picture on your golf cart.
Interesting. So the San Francisco Bay Area is known for transplants.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this fan base here is as diverse as any fan base, I would say, in North America. And so just because they have a 415, I don't think we can assume they're 49er fans.
Stanley, we could look at presidential polling right now, and I can... I can grant to you that there is a margin of error. And of course, that's true here, too.
2016.
But there's also some things that we can take out of that. It's no different than our ratings. You know this.
Don't talk about that.
Well, I mean, our ratings often are based on, four people who are cruising around out there. So there's major errors that can happen in that, but 2 years running, you're going to get the same answer on a weekly basis and tell me that doesn't count for something?
And eye test is all you need to see. Like, you watch any game at Dallas or at Philly or at anywhere, there are more Niner fans than any other road team when they go there.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. So you got dibs down at training camp today. And now, be honest, did you hear about Draymond Green?
Yes.
Yeah.
How much, if at all, did his comments resonate?
What do you mean by resonate? Well, no, we got to give the comments.
How much are you going to be talking about that today?
A lot.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. A lot. So it resonated.
No, that's what I meant. I didn't know, did you mean, does it bother me?
Oh, no, I just mean, is it going to be a topic today?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Grandy, play it. This is Draymond Green.
We have a short take and a long take.
On whose podcast was it?
This is Jeff the T. Club 520 podcast with Jeff T.
Jeff T, yep. Okay, here you go.
We was just about to make some trades last week, and I told them straight up, yo, that trade helped me. It'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Don't do that trade. I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
He's always spoke to what's best for the organization. Choke Gobert. Punch Jordan Poole.
Well, those aren't speaking.
Nurkic.
Those aren't speaking. Those are actions. But
actions speak louder than words.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Maybe, yeah. So he's always spoke to the organization about what's best for them.
Was it best for the organization to give him 4 years at $100 million a year ago?
Of course not.
Well, we couldn't win it without him, though, I thought.
Right. And they won it with him. And then now they will not win it with him, or they could not have him and they won't win it without him. So, what are we doing
here? See, well, I know, and I think you guys speak for a large majority of Warrior fans.
My God.
You guys are bothered because it's Draymond. I don't care who said that. You can't say that. You cannot say that. That is selling your front office out in a public forum. You are making Mike Dunleavy look like an idiot.
He pulled Mike Dunleavy aside.
You cannot make it sound like the front office are a bunch of interns running around with ideas on a legal pad that they then bring to you, King Draymond, and say, what do you, you don't like? Okay, we'll go back and let me stir the coffee again and see if it's to your liking, sir. You can't do that. You can't do that. And so when you get suspended and when you punch a teammate, these are awful things within an organization, but they're athlete things. That's sports, that's competition and emotion. This, I think, bothers the front office even more. Do not sell us out with your words in a public space. You cannot do that.
How much influence do you think Draymond actually has with Dunleavy and them? Do you think it's actually like two? Because the way he speaks, it's like, oh, you know, I got Joe Lacobs here, right? I'm telling him, no, man. Like, are they listening to Draymond Green, you think?
Some, I would imagine. What do you guys think? I would imagine some.
He makes it seem like he's Jerry West putting the kibosh on right. the clay for Kevin Love. Right.
He made it sound like he was Steph. Like, this right. would be good for me.
Well.
Like, we got to maximize the remainder of Draymond's career, do we not? Like, no, yeah, it made it sound like he was Steph, and he's not.
I think he thinks he is just as high as Steph in the organization.
I do agree with. He has no
his voice anyways.
Problem. None saying, we built this. He's right.
Yes.
He was a part of it. But there's an assumption he makes to me where he puts himself on an equal footing, not just with Clay, but with Steph. And I'm sorry. I can't do that. It is Steph, and then it was the other two guys.
Of course.
But he, I think in his mind, you know, and he might be right, we don't win any titles without me, but, you know, we might not win titles without me, but if we didn't have Steph, we wouldn't even be a 500 team. You know what I mean?
Well, what if the big three were like, you know, it's 50% Steph and 25% for the other two?
Yeah.
Can't you still say we built it?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, but I'm not, I know, see, this is, I try to cut through the we're bothered because it's Draymond.
Oh, no, I'm actually not bothered.
I'd be bothered if someone else said this too.
Yeah.
If Andrew Wiggins spoke, if he
hold
actually
on
had.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, hold
if,
on.
If Andrew Wiggins had vocal cords, which has not been proven at this hour, but.
And I do a Wiggins impersonation. Go ahead. If you want to hear it.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
It's my favorite.
End of my week.
That was really good.
Yeah, thank
that
you.
That was good.
So thank you. Thank you, Joe.
If he had vocal cords,
and
he had said this, I would be bothered by that too.
I'm just curious
you can't
about
say this.
No,
I don't disagree with that, and I'm not like Draymond's now reached the point where it's like he doesn't say anything where I'm furious at him. It's Draymond being Draymond.
Yeah.
So when he says stuff now, I try to figure out how much is Draymond. How much is accurate? How much what he talks about is actually the truth, whereas it might be something in his mind? I find it hard to believe that the Warriors were... First of all, he said we had trades.
Trades, multiple.
Multiple.
Right, right. Last week. When was this recorded, Grandy? Don't know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because that was... I guarantee you a lot of people are driving around thinking that too. What trade?
Exactly.
What trade are you talking about that they changed their mind on? Paul George?
Or yeah, he Lowry got him to change their mind on.
Or did he?
Well, it has to be.
Exactly.
He talked about the Paul George one in the past on a podcast. I think it was his own podcast. He said, you know what, like Paul George wanted to do it and stuff like that, but it was the Clippers pulling the kibosh on that and not doing it. So it definitely has to be after that. But yeah, it could be Brandon Ingram. Zach LaVine? Gross.
The Warriors did not. I can. The Warriors did not attempt to acquire Zach LaVine.
Pretty right.
That I know.
But if they were close to a trade, and then Draymond, and I'm picturing in his mind, he kicks open the door, and Dunleavy's on the phone, like, yeah, I think we can. Hold on a minute. Someone's here, and Draymond says, you know, no, Mike, we're not doing that, Mike. And Mike says, I'm gonna have to call you back. And then the deal is not done because Draymond says we can't do that deal. Give it a rest,
maybe
Draymond.
That's exactly how
take
it happened.
Take a playoff.
Maybe there was smoke when the door opened.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Shout out Vatican City.
You were using a landline, too, when you were doing the phone call.
Yeah, that was
always.
It's
funny that no one uses those anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shout out to Moneyball and, you know, Billy Bean. You know, Billy Bean, you know, putting people on hold. And you know.
The greatest landline story of all time involves Sprewell and Gary St. Jean.
Tell it.
Well... So
you
when Sprewell choked Carlissimo, he choked him.
You were there.
I was in the building. I was not in the gym.
Choke artist. You were the one who broke the story, though, right?
So
just make it about you for a minute.
Come on, pat yourself on the back.
I want an award. I want an award. Papers 175 to 350 circulation.
Thank you.
So I wasn't in the New York Times category. Sprewell tries to choke Carlissimo and succeeds in a lot of ways. It gets broken up. They get Sprewell out of the gym, but he is still on one.
Mm.
St. Jean, this took about 3 or 4 minutes.
Hello, fellas.
St. Jean is on the phone with Arn Tellem, the agent for Latrell Sprewell.
Shout out Landline.
So 5 minutes after Sprewell tried to choke Carlissimo, he marched up to St. Jean's office, walks in, and he goes, Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? And Saint goes, I'm talking to Arn Tellem. He took the phone out of St. Jean's hand and said, Arn, get me out of here. Get me out of here right now. That's a landline story.
That's a landline story.
Did the phone get thrown?
That I don't know.
Or was it handed politely back to
Gary
St. Jean?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And was it one of those landline phones? And Spadoni, I apologize because you aren't old enough to remember, but we
have a curly cord.
Yeah. And you remember the curly cord that was like 50 feet long? Mm-hmm. So you could take a call you could go like three rooms away to not have to worry about like.
But it was always tangled. So if you did try to do that, the phone would come with you and fly off onto the ground.
Unless it was mounted on the wall.
Unless it was mounted on the wall.
Which they usually were in the kitchen.
That's exactly the way my parents did it.
In the bedroom, the phone sat by you.
I love the young people.
Yep. DSL.
I got you.
DSL.
That's right. Don't be using that phone.
Love the young people. No. Yeah.
What are you coming out with, you think, today?
We're going to start with the Niners. Yeah. We're going to start with the Niners. It was funny. I sort of got more fascinated by something else in the TK show and the conversation with Kyle Shanahan. And TK is going to be on the show today with us.
Oh, nice.
4 o'clock. Mm. But one of the things that I thought was one of the most interesting, because you very rarely hear people in the league refer to point spreads. You don't hear that very often. They'll act like they don't know. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't know what point spread is. Kyle Shanahan talked about, TK asked him about the offensive line. And goes, I think a lot of fans want to know why don't you address the offensive line in the draft? And he starts weaving through like why.
Right.
And it's not like it's not against any position. It's all circumstantial to the pick and when it comes to us and who's a prospect and what we're looking for. And we're not looking for a start every position. You have to decide, is it a starter or whatever? But he weaves his way towards something that I thought was fascinating. He goes, you know, a lot of people will criticize like this draft pick or that draft pick or the offensive line. But I've also been in the league a long time and I've never been a part of a team that for 2 years running preseason is favored in every single game they play.
Everyone.
Every single game. He says that must mean that people outside the building actually think we've got a great roster.
Right.
So, and it wasn't, he did it in a way that I thought wasn't very braggadocious. He was just like, so there's something we're doing right with our roster construction. And I wasn't only fascinated by that, but then how that leads to what we're experiencing now, which is everybody at every position wanting more money.
I also think that it's interesting because coaches, for the most part, don't want to put it out there, I'm coaching the best roster.
Right.
Like, that is the anti-Don Nelson. Don Nelson never wanted to have never had the best roster, so he always liked to operate as kind of an underdog.
What do you guys think about this? Because I was throwing this out to our director of sports, Lucas Alexander. I was kind of like, boy, I do think the...
Don't do that.
The larger front office of the 49ers, like the basis of the criticism around them, is probably somewhat unfair when you look at, like, they've built this unbelievable roster. And he goes, it's also actually the source of the criticism. So if I said to you, the Niners have the best roster, does the front office get credit for building the best roster, or do they lack credit because with the best roster, they still haven't been able to win the last game?
Well, they get credit, but it leads me to the one thing that I'm going to say that you hate, and I'm going to say it between now and February. It's Super Bowl or bust.
Bob.
It is.
Yeah.
Super Bowl or bust.
What does bust mean, though?
Bust means you're going to have to bust this thing up. Yeah. Either Debo goes or Ayuk doesn't get paid or something happens to where this roster is not what it is now.
That's true no matter what they do.
Yeah, but it's even more dramatic now because you have more people who are going to get paid and either Ayuk gets paid or not. And I saw Charvarius Ward today out there on the sideline and, you know, the little group of corners and you're not going to be able to keep all them. And you start to think about all the pieces that you have, this beautiful roster. You can't keep it all.
No, $325 million, for Brock Purdy. You see Bill Barnwell's piece.
You could win the Super Bowl. You could lose the Super Bowl. You could miss the playoffs. That's still true. So it's not, to me, it's just Super Bowl or mad. It's not Super Bowl or bust. What last year wasn't, this year isn't. It's just, it's no different. I get what you're saying, that it's ramped up because it feels like the last dance. But, like,
right.
It's the last dance no matter what they do. It's Super Bowl or mad.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. People are just going to be mad.
Before you go, Steiny, I just want to just one quick vignette because you're here and we're all here. And I stood behind Diamador Lenore and Mooney Ward and Jair Brown. What? And, like, the three of them are our size.
Dude, Eric Davis.
Dude, it hit me. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are, like, I'm not going to say that they're little.
You could have been a DB.
No, but you look at them, and they're all like 5'10", 5'11".
No, corners are small.
No,
yeah.
But you watch what they do on the field, and that it hit me. Like, you guys are out there doing violent things with, like, real violent athletes, and I'm here like, oh, boy, you know, how about those Warriors and Draymond's comments? But they're not, like, they're not all massive dudes. The three of them are all, like, you know, Charvarius is like 5'11", 170.
There's more of them than Trent Williams.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Just hit
the most difficult position, too, when it comes to the rules and everything. Like, you can't touch any receivers or anyone. Like, it is so hard. The transfer from college to the pros, I think cornerback is the most difficult.
And also, be perfect. Don't ever get beat.
Never.
You get beat once or you have one flag and
you're a chump.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and that's why these guys, they must have a short memory. They must.
And where do they have a short memory?
On 95.7.
Thank you.
The game.
It wasn't your best.
No. See ya.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.